Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot Governor Greg Gianforte even has an opponent this November. It's kind of easy to forget. He has got, man, I tell you what, the Democrats, it is the most comical, absurd ticket in the entire country. Aside from Kamala Harris and her crazy policy and Tim Walz and his wacko policies and his stolen valor, aside from that ticket, the combination of this gun control supporting, gun grabbing candidate for governor, Ryan Bussey, on the Democrat side of the aisle, and then to make it even worse, his running mate is this silver spoon lawyer kid from Great Falls who was the lockdown lawyer for former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock, who is poking business owners in the chest, telling them that they needed to shut down, while he let the big box stores and the abortion mill Planned Parenthood folks stay up and running. I mean, you've got a gun control, the gun grabber and the lockdown lawyer in Montana. I mean, what do they think this is? Mogadishu, Minnesota? That's the Democrats' candidates there. So it's easy for us to forget that Governor Greg Gianforte has an opponent and is going to be on the ballot this November. But also, you know, we also haven't been hearing too much about the Democrat opponent for Montana's Western District Congressman, Ryan Zinke. Now, Monica Tranel, she lost the race back in 2022. And for some reason, the Democrats made her their candidate again in 2024. So I fully believe that, especially with your efforts, that Congressman Zinke is going to defeat her by an even larger margin in 2024, with or without Donald Trump on the ballot. But Donald Trump is going to be on the ballot this November. So I think even if Donald Trump wasn't on the ballot this November, I think Zinke would just defeat Monica Tranel by an even larger margin. But nonetheless, we shouldn't ignore her candidacy, and she shouldn't get a pass from scrutiny here. Fox News has a piece that just came out here this week. Democrat candidates bankrolled by defund the police donors, targeted by House GOP. So what Fox News has done here, and what the National Republican Congressional Committee, the NRCC, has done, is they have put a spotlight on the deep-pocketed donors that are funding candidates like, yes, Democrat candidate, far-left Democrat Monica Tranel, and the family that has been funding all these defund the police efforts is also some of the same people that are funding Monica Tranel's campaign. I'll give you some of the details from this Fox News story here right after the break. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app if you've got something you want to talk about, or if you just want to jump in on the conversation. Open phones for the next 2 hours right here, Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
Securing America.
A pair of disturbing reports this week highlighting more problems with one of the issues polls show voters are most interested in, illegal immigration. On Wednesday, a report from the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General detailed problems with the Custom and Border Protection CB1 app, designed to be used by migrants to guide them through the immigration process. Those problems included security vulnerabilities that could make the app susceptible to cyber attacks. That followed a report released Tuesday from the same office that indicated that many of the 448,000 unaccompanied minors released into Health and Human Services and Homeland Security custody from 2019 to 2023 may be unaccounted for, that 32,000 failed to show up for immigration court hearings, and over 290,000 more were never even given hearings. The report states those minors may face increased risks of trafficking or forced labor. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Man, it's like Jurassic Park out there. Did you see the Montana delegates to the Democrat National Convention? They couldn't get inside on the first day because the protesters breached the big wall that they had set up for security. So they got stuck behind the gates with the very monsters they created. The protesters, the pro-Hamas protesters. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Check out all of our coverage. Go to MontanaTalks.com for full audio and more.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Democrats like Monica Tranel have taken money from, quote, the same wealthy liberals who poured thousands into promoting progressive crime policies in states like California and Florida. Campaign finance records show. Yeah, apparently this wealthy left-wing family is the Bondermans. Django Bonderman and Kale Bonderman are two of the names that stand out in this article here. But they support these left-wing defund the police efforts. They support these soft-on-crime DAs, district attorneys, et cetera, out there. Here's how the Zinke campaign is responding in this Fox News piece that just came out a couple of days ago. According to Fox News, Zinke's campaign pointed out that Tranel also received donations from Jonathan Soros and his wife, saying, quote, Ryan Zinke continues to outperform perennial failed candidate Monica Tranel in every aspect of this campaign. Talk about a liberal afraid to be truthful to voters. She refuses to acknowledge that her top client wants to defund the police. She refuses to answer questions about her support for a VP nominee who let criminals burn Minneapolis to the ground, and her presidential nominee who tried to bail them out of jail. And on the point of Tranel's statement, Congressman Zinke is the only person in this race who has actually taken action against the Chinese buying farmland, whereas Monica Tranel is pushing Americans' reliance on Chinese-made solar, wind, and EVs. So that was the Fox News piece earlier. So, yeah, much like liberal Senator John Tester, Tranel is a far leftist. In fact, it's no surprise that she is supported by the same people that fund these soft-on-crime district attorneys, that have supported the defund the police efforts, because if you look at Monica Tranel's track record, she has defended some very shady characters. Now, most of us would defend defense lawyers and say, look, you may not like the people they're defending, but somebody's got to do it. It's just the American system. Everybody has a right, is deserving of a defense, innocent until proven guilty. But here's the deal. She deliberately sought out some of these criminals to represent them, deliberately went out and sought out the people that were convicted, not just charged, but convicted of horrific crimes. She went out of her way to fight for them. So she's just a far left activist. By the way, she's also hosted fundraisers with leaders within the American Prairie Reserve that have made it clear that they want to remove Montana ranchers off the land. They want to kick the cowboys off the land, but bring their liberal out-of-state elitists in. So there's that. And yet, even though she is clearly a far left activist, she's spoken out in support of the climate alarmist policies that would shut down Colstrip, that would then lead to a shutdown of mining operations in Butte, Montana as well. And so it's no wonder Ryan Zinke did very well in Butte back in the 2022 elections. And I think he's going to do even better in Butte, which is a Democrat Party stronghold, in the 2024 elections. Because once again, Monica Tranel, she can't even fake it. She's an anti-coal, anti-oil gas, anti-American energy, anti-agriculture, soft on crime candidate, and she can't even hide it. And much like John Tester, she doesn't even want to come out and admit it. She doesn't even want to admit that she supports Kamala Harris to be president and that she supports stolen valor Tim Walz to be their vice president candidate. They can't come out and admit what they actually believe, what they actually support, because they know that if they tell you what they actually stand for, if they tell you what they actually believe, that you won't vote for them, that you won't support them. So they have to deliberately deceive you. And yeah, for those of you who saw my post on X earlier this morning, John Tester has been in hiding for weeks. He's been in hiding for weeks now. I mean, you've seen him. He has like three staffers that have to escort him to the airplane when he goes to the airport because he doesn't want to face any questions whatsoever. And of course, the Montana media never asks John Tester any tough questions. But he finally comes out of hiding. And here he is slobbing around with celebrities in Missoula. And he was doing an event with his celebrity buddies at the Wilma in downtown Missoula, and he let it slip. He let it slip. He told his own supporters in the far left downtown Missoula that his race is not the most important race in the country, that it's the presidential race that's the most important race in the country right now. Basically, he said that electing Kamala Harris is the most important thing that he thinks needs to happen this year in this 2024 election. That's basically what he said in a roundabout way. But then later on, his campaign had to retract it and clarify what he said. Oh, no, 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 no. He still thinks his race is the most important one. Oh, no, 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 no. He's not endorsing Kamala Harris. So what he says to his celebrity buddies at the Wilma in downtown Missoula with his fellow liberal buddies and his celebrity buddies is, oh yeah, we got to get Kamala Harris elected, most important thing ever. But when he comes out to talk to you, through these phony campaign commercials, he'll tell you the complete opposite because the guy is a phony. He's two-faced Tester. Well, we never know what really is going to happen on Montana Talks because we keep the phone lines open for you. Plus, if there's big breaking news, sometimes we'll sneak on a guest or two. But here's the plan for Thursday's show. Open phones, anything and everything you want to talk about, and you get the chance to be heard all across the great state of Montana. That's what's coming up for Thursday. Friday, we've got an incredible guest who's going to join us, John Graves, the CEO of Million Voices. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. I got a lot that I can get to, but we want to hear from you. So let's jump right into the phone lines here. Mike in Anaconda, first up, listening to KXTL. Great to hear from you, Mike.
Thanks, Aaron. Let's break this down. So they're proposing, a 45% non-realized capital gains tax. That means if your house appreciated $100,000, then they're going to ask you to make you pay $25,000 every year for that house that you own. Then let's talk about a 45% capital gains tax. That means once you sell your house and you make $100,000, you got to pay $45,000 of that $100,000. Then let's talk about all the sexual transitions of the tax. They want a taxpayer-funded pay for all the sexual transitions of the children, the abortions up to the ninth month. They want us to pay for legalization of illegal citizens, all their free medical, health care, schooling. That's going to raise our tax rates up to 65-70%. That's going to slip us into a socialist state because nobody's going to be able to want to work and pay for all this stuff. So then no one's going to work. All the money's going to run up dry, and we're going to turn into a communist state. I ask you, who the hell is voting for this stuff? I would love to hear from anybody that's voting Democrat right now.
Yeah, no, I would as well. I've seen some of them out there, and I wonder if some of them will publicly tell their Democrat friends that, oh, yeah, they're not going to vote for that Trump guy or that Sheehy guy. But then quietly they're like, you know what, man, I'm looking at my grocery bill. Forget that. You know what I mean? But they might be too afraid to maybe tell some of their Democrat friends, some of their Democrat neighbors, you know, especially if you live in Butte or Anaconda.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with it, but yeah, I'm one of the few here in Anaconda. I've come to realize you got two different kinds of Democrats. You got the kind that are just ignorant, that don't know any of this policy, that just vote because their mommy and daddy voted Democrat. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a second half that's actually voting for this total Marxist, socialist, communist stuff. So pretty much you either got to be mentally handicapped, a pedophile, or a communist to be voting Democrat right now.
Well, I wouldn't call it mentally handicapped, but just, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're busy, they're working, they got kids, they, you know, it's football season and sport, you know, school sports and running here, running there, fishing and hunting. And so, yeah, it's easy to just do what you've always done, which is, like you said, mommy and daddy voted Democrat, so they're going to vote Democrat and not realize the repercussions. But then you're right. Then there is the political class of the Democrat Party that knows exactly what they are doing, and their philosophy is, you will own nothing and you will like it. You will own nothing and you will be happy, Mike.
New world order and a one world government.
That's what the World Economic Forum is actively pushing. That's why they loved COVID-19. That's why they wanted to keep the COVID thing going. Is just like the pretty little prime minister of Canada said, you can't, you know, you had to use the COVID-19 crisis to usher in the Great Reset. Mike, great to hear from you. Thanks for not only listening, but for calling in as well. 294-0970, the number for you. Next up, we got Tom in Billings. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, just an interesting thing. A couple of weeks ago, I checked out Tim Walz on, like, maybe his Facebook page, wherever it was. I saw an article about him. I was reading through it and found out that he was high school teacher in Alliance, Nebraska. I went, what? So I have a lot of relatives. My grandma and grandpa lived, and a lot of my cousins live in Alliance, Nebraska. It's in the panhandle of Nebraska, in the western panhandle. So I called a cousin of mine. And he's a beer distributor down there. I said, so who are you going to vote for? Are you going to vote for Walz? He went, hell no. And none of his brothers are going to vote either, because I have a cousin whose wife is the brother of Tim Walz in Alliance, Nebraska. So just kind of a small world, you know. I didn't know that. But
the guy is nuts. I mean, when you see what this guy actually did to Minneapolis and did to Minnesota and the policies that this guy advocates, and I still raise the question, like, okay, he lied about his service, stolen valor, multiple fronts. But here's the deal. How does a guy have the communist Chinese government pay for him to travel to China that many times? Did he have a security clearance? And if he did, why was he allowed to continue maintaining a security clearance if that was the case?
It's crazy what he does. He's a loose cannon.
Yeah, he's nuts.
And my cousin said, yeah, he was notorious. He's a football coach, but he said he was notorious, obstinable type of guy when he was a teacher in that little town of Alliance, Nebraska.
You know, it's something about these teachers unions, right? You know, it's like, it doesn't matter how many times they get slapped in the face by the Democrats, the teachers unions, the union bosses still just, they just brainwash a lot of their members into supporting the craziest stuff. It's there's some great teachers out there, by the way. I mean, I've got so many great teachers that are probably listening to the show right now that they're like, Aaron, we're with you. We don't like any of this nonsense. I mean, I hate to go back to it, but remember when they were forcing masks on school kids and they were forcing masks on school teachers, that the union membership in the largest school district union in the state of Montana, the union members voted and were big time against being forced to wear masks. And then they got stabbed in the back by their union leadership. And Amanda Curtis, the socialist who runs the MFPE, she was out there lobbying against the very teachers union members that are paying dues to pay her salary. She was out there lobbying in support of these mask mandates. And it's the same, you know, teachers union bosses and leadership that will go along with shutting down Colstrip and these radical environmental activists. Who do you think pays for schools? What do you think funds education out here? Why do you think some of our neighboring states that do more with natural resource, why do you think they have nicer schools, nicer roads, better, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, hey, great to hear from you, Tom. Thanks for calling in. I don't know. Speaking of Tim Walz, DailyWire.com has this story here. 50 Republican military veterans that are serving in Congress, 50 Republican veterans in Congress right now, they have all signed a letter condemning Minnesota Governor Tim Walz for lying about his military service. Quote, when America asked you to lead your troops into war, you turned your back on your troops. You have violated the trust of our brothers and sisters in arms. Now, CNN, doing what CNN likes to do, carry the water for the Democrats, one of the CNN anchors was interviewing not Tim Walz, but Mike Waltz, with a T in there, Waltz, you know. So Tim Walz is the running mate of Kamala Harris. He's the guy who lied about his service, made it sound like he served in combat when he didn't, when he actually dodged the deployment. And he's lied about other things, too, and continues to lie about other things. Now, on the other hand, Mike Waltz, with a T, Florida Congressman Mike Waltz, he's a retired Green Beret. I don't know. Actually, I don't know if he's retired or is he still serving. Either way, Fulbright Colonel. He served on active duty and National Guard. He's a Green Beret. So CNN says, well, why are you attacking Tim Walz for his service? Why are you criticizing his service? And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. We thank all who have served. We thank all who have served. Look, whether you were the guy I've said this before, whether you were the guy, the old guy in Ramadi passing out gym towels to the soldiers in Iraq, if that was your job, thanks for your service. Thank you. Thank you for loving your fellow soldiers so much that even at your age, you went on that Iraq deployment and you did whatever job you could do to serve your fellow soldiers. Thank you for your service. But this isn't about criticizing somebody's service, as Congressman Mike Waltz correctly replied.
I'm not attacking his service. I served in the National Guard for 22 after out of my 27 years. And I know plenty of guardsmen and reservists who served. Maybe they went to combat. Maybe they didn't. They retired at a certain rank. Good on them. And I celebrate them. He said he's proud of that service. If he's so damn proud about it, why does he have to continue to embellish it and to lie about it?
Exactly. Well said there by Congressman Michael Waltz with a T. Let's go to Paul in Billings next up. Paul, what's going on?
Hey, I love listening to you.
Well, I love listening to you. Thanks for calling.
Hey, my question is, you know, I hear it all the time that they are bashing about the hunting on the properties. And I'm just wondering if anybody can go hunt and shoot birds or shoot animals on tested property for free?
That's a good question. Yeah, I tried to pull it up on the Onyx app to see if I could go, and it wasn't immediately clear to me that there was access there. So it's a very good question. The thing about Tester, this goes back several years too. He's such a phony. Remember the campaign commercial he did? This was like back in 2012. He did a campaign commercial where he's, you know, wearing an orange vest, and I think he was carrying a shotgun or a rifle or something. He wanted people to think that he's a sportsman, that he's a hunter, right? And then they did a records check. The guy hadn't had a hunting license for like almost two decades. It's like, okay, do you really have to be this phony? I mean, you know, not everybody in Montana hunts. A lot of us do, but not everybody does. But kind of like Tim Walz. Why do you have to lie about it? Why do you have to give this false impression, right? Paul, if you got more to share, stand by. We can come back to you after the break. Plus, we got James and the Flathead on the phone lines as well.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. What did Joe Concha have to say earlier? So Tim Walz, the guy with the wacky policies that destroyed Minneapolis, Minneapolis burning, destroyed Minnesota, you know, Tampon Tim, because he wants to put tampons in, not just wants to, he did. He put tampons in little boys' bathrooms. As young as fourth grade in Minnesota. By the way, at the very end of the show yesterday, just before 10 a.m., we had a caller out of Anaconda. It was just hilarious. He said he was at, what was he at, a gas station or something? You remember that, Travis, where he was at? He was at a gas station or something, and he came out of the men's room, and he said, "Hey, the hell's going on here? I just came out of the men's room, and there's no tampons in there. Kind of place is this that you're running?" And everybody was in on the joke. Apparently everybody knows who this wacky Walz character is. But it's not just Tampon Tim. Tampon Tester supports these weird policies too, where they want to put men in girls' bathrooms. Joe Concha, after they played a montage of CNN and MSNBC just slobbering over Tim Walz's speech last night, they were talking about, oh, this is 21st century masculinity. That's how they described Tampon Tim Walz. 21st century masculinity. Apparently masculinity is a good thing now. Apparently they're trying to manufacture masculinity for one of their stolen valor candidates now. To try to gin up support for the Democrats. But listen to what Joe Concha had to say on Fox and Friends First earlier this morning.
Everything about this convention is just so weird, guys, in general. Obviously, the media coverage just continues to debase themselves as if there's anything left to debase at this point. And there's no getting around it. I mean, Tim Walz is a weird guy making weird arguments. I mean, for example, he was talking about that. Let's put it this way. There was a time in this country that if you were poor and you worked your way out of poverty and you did so well that you got into one of the top schools in the country, like a Yale, that was something that every American, regardless of political ideology, would celebrate. Except for now, apparently, today's Democratic Party and Tim Walz, who said this last night, quote, "I had 24 kids in my high school class and none of them went to Yale." Well, yeah, J.D. Vance worked his way out of poverty and went to one of the top schools in the country, and somehow that's a bad thing. And then obviously J.D. Vance also joined the Marines as well, which apparently, I guess, is also a very toxic masculine thing, unlike Tim Walz, who ditched his unit before they were deployed. And again, the DNC's introductory video last night, guys, for Tim Walz also said that he was a command sergeant major in the National Guard. That is a lie. Meanwhile, we heard the word joy, speaking of masculinity, on day one, 11 times, day two, 18 times, day three, 30 times. Meanwhile, we heard the word Trump hundreds of times over the past few days, and the word Biden, by the way, the name anyway, very few times, as if the last 3.5 years never existed. So again, this has been a weird convention. It's been a convention where we've heard lie after lie, and I don't think this is resonating the way MSNBC and CNN and other outlets think it is, because this is just some weird stuff we're seeing on our screen and weird stuff that we're hearing.
Yeah, that's right. Joe Concha, well said. I think he's got a new book out, I heard, as well. Let's go to James in the Flathead. James, what's going on?
Yes, sir. It's an honor to meet you. I met you up here at the Flathead at Sykes. I got 2 points. I have a good friend of mine that's from Big Sandy, and I asked him, I said, when was the last time that fat cat was up in Big Sandy? And he says he hasn't been up there for a long time. Now, one other thing also is I want to know why they're arresting these protesters at the convention, but very, very few across the nation. What the hell is that all about?
That's a great question. Hey, but was that you with, like, we both had, like, that star on our shirts? Was that you with the star on your shirt at Sykes?
No, matter of fact, you commented I had a purple Grizz shirt on.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Oh, well,
so,
very cool.
Have a good day. Sir, thank you very much for your service to this country. Love your show. Rock and roll, bro.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, that was so fun at Sykes. And if you haven't seen it, I shared some video of the lovely Ladine, Ladine Thompson, playing the piano that morning as well. Go to Facebook.com/Flint Report. What a great question that James just asked. I mean, so they're arresting some of these wacky Democrat protesters in Chicago. Why don't they arrest them in other places around America? Right? I mean, it just exposes, again, the hypocrisy of the Democrats. You want to go to the DNC in Chicago? Well, we've got walls and barricades protecting us. But they don't want walls and barricades protecting you from the Mexican drug cartels. They've got a whole bunch of police protecting them. By the way, all of the law enforcement that has to protect the Democrats, the law enforcement that is now protecting the defund the police Democrats, that law enforcement has been diverted from their mission to protect the people of Chicago from the criminality that is festered under Democrat rule in Chicago. So yes, crime continues to pile up in the city of Chicago for everyday people in the city of Chicago, while the Democrats, the defund the police Democrats, have all the police protecting them. Got to show an ID card to get into the DNC, but they think it's racist to show an ID card before voting in elections. They don't want to arrest the protesters protesting in support of Hamas everywhere else around the country, but how dare you protest at their little party? Well, they slob around with the celebrities like John Tester's slobbing around with the celebrities in Missoula this week. Let me see. That reminds me. Benny Johnson. Benny Johnson went into the south side of Chicago, and he went around and interviewed the folks who live where Barack Obama used to live. Apparently, they're voting for Donald J. Trump.
I vote for Trump. I go for Donald Trump.
Me too.
I go for Trump.
Who are you voting for in 2024?
Trump. Trump too.
And why is that, ma'am?
He's the best president ever.
Has Barack Obama done anything for around here? And
he never did anything since he's been in office.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he out. Trump the best.
Barack Obama, I ain't got no message for him. I don't mess with Barack Obama.
Yeah.
No, I'm a Trump supporter. Trump do more for black people and care more about black people. And Barack Obama ain't black. Just let that be known.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
I don't f*** with her either. Yeah. All Trump. Trump all day.
Yeah.
Man, this is in the south side of Chicago. They were just hearing that over and over again. Don Lemon heard the same thing in Cincinnati. Just happening time and time again. All right, John Sinrud next up on the phone lines. John, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Hey, I just wanted to talk about Mark Roscoe. So everybody's out there as Republicans for Tester, and you've got, Bob Brown, Mark Roscoe, some other individuals that were former legislators. But this is some interesting things that I found out about Mark Roscoe. If you remember Enron, and I'm going to keep bringing this up, Enron back in the 80s and 90s, and it was a great thing for investment, so on and so forth, and John Arnold was the first or the youngest billionaire in the nation from Enron. Mark Roscoe is a lobbyist for Enron in D.C. Enron screwed Montana because we invested in Enron with the retirement system by about $1.5 billion in the early 2000s. And John Arnold has given to the ranked choice voting that is on the ballot for election. He gave about $500,000 to that, and then you take a look at Mark Roscoe gave $1,000. And now you have those two individuals that are tied together. So we've got an issue here with Mark Roscoe as calling himself a Republican. This is typically what moderate Republicans do. They use their position during and after their term in office to ingratiate themselves with funds and people that they know in order to enrich themselves. And yet we're supposed to trust these people? Mark Roscoe isn't a Republican. He's a turncoat that was never a Republican in the beginning. He ran as a Democrat, was a Democrat most of his life, and then under Stan Stevens knew that he needed to run as a Republican in order to be elected as the Attorney General for the state of Montana.
Yeah, he was a pro-life Democrat who knew that he couldn't get elected in the Democrat Party by being pro-life, so he ran as a Republican. And in the last how many years now, he has completely ran away from the Republican Party as he's been lining his pockets. He has been lining his pockets. And so, look, we know him, Bill Brune, who lost the governor's race. I mean, these guys are lining their own pockets. And the reason they're endorsing Biden and they're endorsing these Democrats is because it's so they can continue enriching themselves. So they will stab the whole state of Montana in the back if it helps them line their own pockets with consulting fees and this board seat, that board seat. Yeah, it's the worst of politics, really.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
To me, this is the most simple thing imaginable, voting integrity. Why would any one major political party not want proof of citizenship? Because you need proof of citizenship for everything else in life. Think about this, right? I mean, if you have a passport and you travel, okay, you need to show that you are a U.S. citizen. To get that passport, you need something else called a legal driver's license. You know, only a couple of states allow illegal immigrants to get legal driver's licenses. One of them would be the state of Minnesota, where Tim Walz, the VP candidate for the Democrats, are. And does that also allow them perhaps to maybe use that voter, that as ID to go and register to vote? I don't know. But proof of citizenship, it's simple.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, protect your home and family. Now, it's a responsibility you cannot take lightly. But starting with deadly force, that should not be your first option, especially given the serious mental, financial, legal consequences that can very well follow. You might want to look at non-lethal force. That's where Byrner comes in. It's a non-lethal pistol launcher designed by a group of common sense gun owners, and it's used for everyday Americans concerned about their personal safety and security. Now, the Byrner pistol launcher is equipped with powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic rounds. So the Byrner launcher can incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Now, that's enough time to ensure your family's safety. The Byrner launcher is legal in all 50 states. You can ship directly to your door. It's time to join the growing movement. And they always put safety first. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off. Watch their videos, byrna.com/Hannity, 10% off. And make the smart choice for you and your family and your safety today.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Oh, right on. John in Bozeman asked a really good question on our Montana Talks app earlier. When is Monica Tranel going to be taking calls on your show? Yep, crickets. Yeah, I wonder why she's been too afraid to come on the show here. I mean, she's kind of got nothing to lose because she doesn't have the power of incumbency. And so she lost the last election. So, yeah, why not give it a shot? Why not come on to a show like this, take phone calls from our listeners? It's really not that hard. Really not that hard. But, yes, yeah, for some reason, she's been too afraid to come on here and take your phone calls. Let's go to Jill in Polson next up. Jill, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron. Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to go back to Tampon Tim for a minute. I was just kind of wondering where he expected these little boys to come.
Wow, this guy. Yeah, he's a wacko, isn't he?
Right? Yeah, so I was just kind of curious. I mean, what does he expect? I mean, I just don't get this.
Well, what he expects is he wants to promote this transgender ideology where the, you know, the boys are in the girls' room, and if a girl wants to go in the boys' room, a girl can go in the boys' room. And so that's what he wants to see happen. He wants to promote this type of chop up the kids' transgender ideology. And frankly, that's what they're pushing on our military right now as well. You know, they're pushing it on school kids. They're pushing it on our military. That's one of the things I need to get to here in the 9 o'clock hour. President Trump talked about how he is going to save our military and get our military turned in the right direction. So I'll turn to that topic and more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Jill, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, couldn't you just see the little boys with the two tampons hanging out of both of their nostrils on their nose? Hey, look at me. What a joke. So disgusting. Let's go next to Chris in Columbia Falls. Chris, what's going on?
Yeah, Aaron, isn't that what we're trying to do? I mean, you know, trying to rectify the wrongs that have been happening under people like Mark Roscoe, why they even let him stay in the Republican Party. But, I mean, these people have gradually and slowly got away with destroying the value system that we believe in, you know, and that's what Donald Trump is doing, right? So my whole idea is an oxymoron. You know, young kids need to understand, what is an oxymoron? Israel, they had demonstrations the other day. This is one of their signs they give them. How many kids have you killed today? All right? And then the other one is, you see, abortions, keep abortion safe and legal. Now, to me, that's an oxymoron. So how do you rectify this stuff, folks? You look up the words and look up what they're saying, and they're getting away with it slowly and gradually, and they've been doing this for a long time. You know, so, yes, Arafat, you know, he taught a whole generation to throw rocks. And now look what they're doing. So, thank you.
Yeah, and look at how the media kind of propped up and allowed this radical Islamic extremism to foment and then lead to this, you know, worst attack on Jewish civilians since the Holocaust. Yeah, Chris, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let me see. Just about out of time. Willie in Paradise Valley, 30 seconds. What do you want to share?
Well, I have to correct you. You said that Tester's in Missoula, but all the ads coming across the internet, he's been home cooking cinnamon rolls with his wife and running the compound, so he can't be in Missoula at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. And ignore the California fundraiser he was at, too, with his Hollywood celebrities down there.
He must have a twin.
That's right. It's a big role to fill. Big role to fill there to be the body double for the flip-flop flat top. All right, Willie. Well, since we had to cut it short, if you want to call back in the 9 o'clock hour, feel free. We've got open phones for the next hour as well.